Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Oh, good morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning.
Second day back around the team.
Yep.
Was it harder to get up this morning compared to yesterday?
Nah, this morning was great.
It was for me.
Really hard.
Oh. Yeah, what about you, Jade?
It was average.
Average, yeah.
I found it easier today. Got a bit of sleep last night.
You know what? Good.
I even had the assistance of Harry Styles going to bed last night. I got the Calm app. The first time I ever listened to his bedtime stories, even that didn't give me a good sleep.
Really?
I was a bit distracted though.
Do they have when you have like on Spotify, you've got an album, it shows the album cover. Is there something like that with the Harry Styles one? Is he standing there shirtless with a book or something?
It's
or
just
what's
his
going
face.
On?
He's got such a great voice, though. Like, if music doesn't work out for him, he needs to get involved in that more.
Audiobooks and stuff.
Mm.
Hello, I'm Harry Styles. It's just really...
Okay, there you go.
Do you
go.
Know who else in the team I reckon would make a great voice for Calm? Hamish.
Oh, yeah,
would
of course.
Be pretty good.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Told
you. You should submit them a little demo. They probably pay pretty well, wouldn't they? Come.
Can you give us a little rendition? Hello. A little like bedtime story, Hamish.
Good night, moon.
Good night, moon. Good night, sun. Good night, beer.
Good night. Give me that glass of whiskey.
Yeah, exactly right.
Clink, clink, clink.
Hey, guys, coming up next, of course, lockdown stage 4 in Melbourne still. A lot of friends down there, and they're just, you know, they're going through a lot right now. One man, though, has gotten in trouble by the police for doing something terrible.
Really?
I'm going to tell you more next. Kicking off your day right now, though. Sam Smith, Demi Lovato. I'm ready. A new FM. It's 6:08. Good morning. Yeah, you tell them. Sam Smith, Demi Lovato, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's currently 12 degrees at Nobby's. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Lockdown, stage 4 in Melbourne. So there's so many rules in place at the moment, guys.
Christ,
I mean, it must
crazy.
Be an absolute nightmare. We should really, you know, thank our lucky stars it's not here at the moment.
Yeah.
But a man is given one of the funniest ever excuses when the police caught up with him after he was, you know, out and about. Current rules, you actually can't go more than 5 kilometres away from your house.
That's right. So for any reason at all, pretty much.
I mean, you can pretty much go out to exercise for an hour. You can go to the doctor and go and get some shopping, right? So very limited rules. This guy's housemate was really getting under his skin after he brought a partner over, a random partner, and started having a little old romp.
Oh, no.
You know that time, you know, I guess you guys have been in relationships for a long time, but you know when you, you know, might hook up with somebody, you bring them over, you might get a little bit carried away, you know, an extra slap and a moan and a groan. And, you know,
especially a new person that you've met, you're exploring the boundaries
exactly
of what
right.
you're into.
Very awkward, though, with some housemates because, you know, you've got to have a very comfortable relationship, I feel, to be able to do that and feel fine about it the next day.
Also, you can imagine, like, some old share house in Melbourne, like, maybe the sound insulation isn't as good as it could be. Things are a bit noisy. It's a share house, so like the door doesn't shut properly.
So gone out.
Yeah, this guy couldn't deal with his housemate's shenanigans. He's gone outside the 5 kilometre radius to get away from the housemate. He's been fined, gotten into trouble, but, I mean, you know, you got to feel for the guy.
So the cops have said, what's your excuse or what's your reason?
And he's literally said, look, guys, this is what's happened.
My housemate is going to town.
I wouldn't want to fine him. as a police officer, I couldn't think of anything worse than being in that situation myself.
Having to find that poor guy who's just trying to get away from it.
Yeah, listening to your housemate have sex. Not for me.
Crevo, question. Yeah, yeah. You had a housemate for a long time there in Mayfield. Yeah. Anything like that happen there?
No, not really. So, I don't know. It just must have been good timing or...
What about like vice versa?
What do you mean?
Well, you and your partner.
Yeah, I don't think that was that issue.
Shut up.
Well, luckily he was a doctor, so he had like all crazy hours. So you'd get like a good 12 hours without him there, or he'd be out like in the middle of the night or whatever doing his rounds.
You know what? That just rings alarm bells for me.
Why?
Because I just think to myself, if you've got a doctor at your house and he's never there, he's never bringing anyone home. Is he having sex?
Well, who knows?
Like, at the hospital.
Exactly. Spare bed.
Many women's fantasy. Oh. Doctor having sex with you at the hospital.
Well, I've admitted, I think scrubs are sexy.
Or here's another alternative.
Yeah.
Maybe, and it's just, I'm just throwing this out as a wacky one, he went to the other person's house.
You know what? I love that we didn't even touch on that.
Little the first thing that Jay thinks of, oh, they're banging behind the gurney.
Little tidbit to finish this. One of the other reasons people are getting fined at the moment outside the 5K radius, they're playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, come on. Grow up.
Thanks, Grevo.
It's addictive. Who's ever downloaded the app? Yeah, I have played it. But we are playing Lads and Lasses after this. It's a brand new game. If you want to get involved, basically we'll ask the guys female-based questions and we'll ask the girls male-based questions.
Correct.
And, you know, whoever wins gets the prize.
So the girls won yesterday.
Mm.
So yes. The guys, you need to get... to the party here. We need your help. One guy, one girl on offer today. Very good prize. $80 stacks of dining voucher for the winning person.
No, you can have a really good meal with that.
You can. 13 10 09. Call now. The lines are open. One guy and one girl playing next.
The Novos.
FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Real fun game. Basically, we'll ask the guys female-based questions and we ask the girls male-based questions. Whoever obviously gets, you know, the most right wins. It's that easy. And today they are playing for Stacks Dining and Cafe vouchers at the Mex Club Mayfield. They have delicious homestyle cooking with daily specials.
$80 worth. Oh, that's nice. A good feed for two.
Exactly right. You can just
cheap feed
everything.
For four.
Yeah, also cool. Possible.
Yeah, if you go for the Tuesday special.
Really cheap.
Know all about
feed
that,
eh? I do.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so first we're kicking things off, talking to our lad today, Nathan. How you doing, man?
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, really good. You already at work or what's going on?
I'm on my way too, yep.
Yeah, sweet. All right, so obviously the lasses won yesterday, so we've got to get a bit of dignity back and try and win some points here, all right, Nathan?
No worries, I'm sure we can do something.
All right, question number one. What type of flour do you use to thicken sauces when cooking?
Self-raising.
Oh, no. Sorry, cornflour, obviously.
It's a trick question.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might use self-raising flour, but the correct answer is corn flour.
I would have taken non-self-raising plain flour, but definitely not that. All right, question number two. That's all right. What is the traditional gift for a 60th wedding anniversary? 60th.
Jesus. I've absolutely no idea.
Just have a think about this, right? 60 years married, that's a long time.
A ruler?
A really long time.
Sorry, Nathan. I think he's out.
You're out.
It was diamonds.
You've got one more chance to redeem yourself here.
Even one point will be good. All right, which of these fabrics is see-through? Is it chiffon or linen? See-through.
Chiffon.
Hey, correct.
Yay!
You got 1 point.
Good job.
All right. Well, hey, you still could win it. Because, of course, you know, our lass might only get one or none.
Let's meet our lass right now. It is Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, my dear?
Great.
All right. Now, the girls won yesterday, so that means, look, there's a high chance you might take this away again today. You just need to get two of these questions correct to walk away with the voucher.
You can do it, Tracy.
All right, let's do it. Question number one, Tracy. Which major car company uses a prancing horse as its trademark?
Think
about it. A lot of them are red.
I have no idea.
Ferrari.
Oh, so easy, unlucky. Tracy.
Ferrari.
Tracy.
Tracy, next question. Where is 4X beer made?
Australia?
Yeah, what state?
Oh, what state? I'm from the UK.
Tracy. Queensland. It's a Queensland staple.
Oh, dear me.
What beer do you drink, Tracy?
What beer do I drink?
Yeah.
Warm beer.
God, this is a close one.
All right, so, Tracy, just to make this clear, you've got one left. Obviously, if you get this, then it goes to a tiebreaker, which is a coin toss in this game. If you don't, the lads have taken it out. No pressure, though.
All right, Tracy, here we go. UK Tracy, what is the highest hand you can get in poker? Sorry, doll. Do you know what? Happy days. The guys have won.
The guys are on the board.
Nathan, you've done it, brother.
Come through.
With 1 point.
One apiece.
Can I just say, Jade...
Stephen Bradbury did it.
Yeah, you did.
So, Jade put these questions together for you, Nathan, last night. And I have to say, Jade, did you get, like, the Australian Women's Weekly 1950s housewife book there to get those questions?
No, I just Googled Battle of the Sexes questions.
There you go.
Good job, Nate. You're off to Stacks. $80 to spend there, mate. Thanks for playing. Back tomorrow, guys. News time with Hamish next. It's 6:28. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Yesterday I took the dog for a walk at the park just around lunchtime, and I saw this lady who's like dogs have played with my dog before, so we're just having a little chat, and she goes, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to go back to regular work. I'm just going to work from home forever.
So many people are saying that.
Yeah.
Like, she just said, it's so good. Like, I'm so relaxed.
They actually have the option on Seek now where it's just work from home. I was reading this article now. They're advertising just purely work from home jobs.
Opportunities.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a whole new category.
So many of my friends are working from home, and a lot of their offices have been very, very giving in terms of telling them just stay at home, not come back.
Mm. My mum did a stint. She loved it.
Yeah.
She was working from home. She's like, I wish I could do it forever.
I'd love to see a study about, like, productivity.
Well, she says she's way more productive, sleeps in.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't, like, I only wear tracky pants, like, from here down for the Zoom meetings, and life's good. It's hilarious.
That's great. What does she do?
She works in, like support services kind of thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, great.
Anyway, fascinating.
I'll put on it.
Hey, a bit of an interesting one next. This husband has claimed that his wife has become too overweight for intimate times now.
Ooh.
Really affecting the relationship. And I thought what we could do, 131009, has your relationship suffered due to weight gain? And with ISO happening, you know, people are stuck at home a lot, not been going to the gym, maybe that's become an issue. Maybe it's you, or maybe it was your partner.
Our prizes on offer. That's really sad.
Yeah, oh, terrible.
It is.
Like, because obviously their relationship seriously affected.
Well, safe space here if you do want to call and share your story.
Absolutely. Or maybe
even
someone you know.
Change your name if you want.
Anonymous as possible. 131009, has the weight gain affected the relationship?
Right now, Jimmy Barnes, Higher and Higher, live across Newcastle. It's 6:36, currently 12 degrees in Wickham. Good morning. You're with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, kicking off your morning, 6:39, currently 12 degrees out at Maitland. 131009 this morning, has your relationship suffered from weight gain?
I like big butts and I can't in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah, that's right. This is all after this story has come out overnight about this lady who said, my husband says he's not attracted to me anymore because I'm fatter than before we had children, and he says that I snore because I'm overweight and it's disrupting his sleep.
I was reading this story yesterday. What a pig of a husband.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Lady needs to leave him. It's a letter to the editor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in the newspaper, you have those, like, we write into, like, the sexperts.
Yeah, for help.
It's one of those. And right. I feel so sorry for this woman.
And
it's so rude.
Like, it keeps going.
So, so what else did she say?
So, she says, he gets angry saying, I'm purposely not able to breathe at night because of my weight. Are you kidding? Like, how outrageous. She says that he's, like, quite fit for his age, whereas she's saying, like, for her age, she's sort of more average size 12 to 14. And, like, it's she's going, it's all in his head.
12 to 14? That's not even big.
That's what I thought.
No.
Especially after a couple of kids, yeah. Like, you know.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, it's harder. Like, I'm not making excuses for women here, but it is harder after you have had kids, and it is, like, proven. Like, the older you get, your 30s, your 40s, does get harder for women to keep the weight off because then you've got to do, like, menopause and all that. So it's actually, it is tougher for women to keep the weight off.
Absolutely.
It's really baffled me and baffles me in general why men think that they can get away with this.
Yeah.
Like, really, you know, I find women are so accepting of their men. You know, I see some beautiful women with some absolute, in the words of Jackson, rotters that have been on the VBs, you know, for the last 10 years. They've let themselves go. Mm. And,
don't,
you know,
hit the gym anymore.
Some of them have beautiful, in-shape wives. And you know, it's like, why do men think that they can say to women, you're too fat.
Mm.
Like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Oh, it's shocking. And it goes on. She says, even if I tried to touch him on the arm, so like a very small gesture, you would think, he pulls away. I try to hug him. He pulls away. I'm so lonely.
That's terrible. You know what? It sounds like he's having an affair on her, to be honest.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it does. I just think if you get to that point in your life where you don't want, like, the love's gone. So he's either getting some somewhere else because you can't withhold for that long. So, well, leave him.
You reckon leave him that easy?
It'd be hard. She obviously loves him. But if he's treating her like that, you've got to be asking other questions. Mm.
So as a woman, how long would it take for you, Jade, to start questioning if your husband was, you know, doing the dirty on you?
Well, if, listening to all that.
I know, but like a couple of months without any activity.
Maybe,
or,
I want to say maybe 3 months. And then if he's not, like, if I'm going to touch him and he's pulling away.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Poor thing.
This is a really sad story.
Would you ever say that to your partner?
I can't think. That's the most
horrible thing.
I'm actually quite horrified.
It's a sad story.
When you read
it. It's actually sad.
What's up? He's sad. We won't go in that direction.
We've got Michelle on the phone. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. What are your thoughts on this? What a pig of a man, right?
He is. I reckon he's playing around.
Huh?
Yeah, it's exactly what I said. 100%.
Have you had experience like that before, or?
No, never. No, my husband's a bigger man, and I'm thin, but, you know, we don't worry about that. But if he's not letting her touch him, or anything like that, he's up to no good.
Yeah.
Michelle, question, how long have you been together with your man?
28 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Amazing.
And we've been married 13.
28 years together.
Yeah.
I'm imagining he looked a little bit different 28 years ago.
Of course. We both got old, but don't matter.
You still love them for who they are. Mm. Yeah. I'm with you, Jade, actually. I think, you know.
Yeah, he's messing around.
Cheating on. Terrible. Yes. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out with us.
There you go, guys. What's the gossip next? With Jackson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've got Miley Cyrus's advice if you want to get out of your relationship.
this lady, what a segue. Hopefully she can listen.
Yeah. Also, too, I love when people do this on TikTok. A celebrity stylist has dished on the three worst celebs, and I'm going to play you the audio.
Oh, I love this.
Is Ellen in there?
No, but you know what? Ellen does her makeup at home, so if she got someone else to do her makeup, she would be the worst, but we already know.
Jackson.
6:45. It's coming up next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I
gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
That's right. We're going to get the latest with Jackson now when it comes to the celebrity world.
Yeah, good morning. So, I don't know where you guys stand on TikTok, but I'm obsessed with it because it's basically the place where conspiracy theory live and also to where dud celebs get outed. So
I got scared, Jackson, because then they're saying, oh, we've got to ban TikTok. So then I took it off my phone.
Yeah, you know what? They're like, it steals your identity. Whatever, do it. Steal my identity. Wouldn't the world be better with two Jacksons?
Well, that's a different thing.
So, a celeb stylist has opened up about all the crap celebs that she's worked with, and she's named three in particular. Now, they are Katherine Heigl, who, of course, is notorious for being one of the worst people to work with on Grey's Anatomy, Jessica Alba, and J-Lo, and here's why.
If 2020 was a career, it would be Katherine Heigl. She's extremely difficult and always mad. If 2020 was an attitude, Jessica Alba would be the person. She's not nice is a phrase that we can use. Playing mind games on you. Jenny from the block. There's a reason why she can't hold down a costumer or a seamstress. In order to talk to J-Lo, you can't look at her. In order to talk to her, you have to talk to God.
What? J-Lo sounds a lot like myself.
Really?
Interesting,
that's
though.
That's so interesting.
J-Lo's so lovely.
You'd think so.
But Jade, like you
suspected
her.
I like them,
long,
but I don't know. You're always going to ask questions. When someone looks that good all the time, they've got to be slightly difficult because they demand perfection.
Well, how do you do it, Jade?
Yeah, guys.
But also, too,
it's Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it. Look, not defending these dud celebs because it's terrible to treat someone like that. But if you are built up with a God complex, like everyone around the world adores you, that's going to do things to how you treat people.
That's true.
Don't you reckon?
Maybe.
Like, honestly, if you're growing up in the spotlight and every thousands of people are sitting there saying, oh, you're amazing.
Yeah, that's right. It's like if those are the type of people who nobody has said no to for about 25 years.
But do you know what? J-Lo, I understand. Katherine Heigl and Jessica Alba,
Well, that's why they don't get work anymore.
Yeah, that's
why
probably it.
That's why their careers died. Hey, talking about things ending. Miley Cyrus has opened up about the process she goes through before she breaks up with somebody, and it's a math equation.
Make a list of what you were gaining and what you were losing, what they were contributing to your life, and what they were subtracting. So add them all up, and if the person was adding more to your life, then you know what is expected for your next relationship.
Wow.
And what they were subtracting, you know what you will not accept ever again.
I feel like she just makes it complicated because people are actually leaving her. Also, too, she needs to have the cigarette.
I was going to say, is she on the durries?
That's cold.
Her new song is amazing, though. Yeah. Midnight Sky. Apparently, it's meant to be about Liam Hemsworth.
Well, he's hit back and said that he's happier now than he's ever been in his life, and that includes most of the time that he was with Miley.
Miley and Cody Simpson recently just broke up. So
they also split as well.
Wow. That's
a hard one to date, I reckon.
Very calculating.
Well, I was going to say, especially when she brings out the calculator every time, you go, oh, we're on the rocks here, aren't we?
Back in school, where you're like, I don't need to know Pythagoras' theorem. Yeah, you do if you're going to
date early. Jeez.
I'm actually.
How exhausting.
It's funny you brought her up, Dave, because I only started following her again at the gym yesterday when I thought, you know what?
So you unfollowed her.
I unfollowed Miley because I got angry with her with how she treated Liam Hemsworth. So then I thought to myself, I really like her new song. I think enough time's gone where I've banished her, so I'm following her again.
Oh, I'm sure she's thrilled.
Yeah.
She saw, refollowed by Jade Leader. That is a good day.
At the Jade Leader. Thank you, Jackson. News time up next. It is 6:59 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, this is where we get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. Kicking things off today, massages, guys.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it. Who doesn't love a massage?
Yeah, question. You're in relationships. When you're in relationships, a lot of massages happening, I'm guessing. Yes, no?
Not enough.
I give Ben more massages than he does me.
Oh, so you're giving it to each other, essentially.
Yeah, but not enough still, I'd say.
On your part or on Emmy, your partner's
both,
part?
Both, probably.
Yeah,
I love a massage, but, you know, you just... You don't, I don't know, you just forget.
If I won the lotto tomorrow, I would pay to have a permanent masseuse on my books.
Ha, really?
Yeah.
On the books.
Yeah.
Would they be like live in or just like coming over?
No, I'd have them live in, but they have
24
to
hours
pay
a
for
day.
Their own food.
How do you feel about like your partner massaging you with their feet?
What?
I'm okay with it. I don't really care what part of the body it is.
Just get it out.
As long as it feels good.
The reason I bring this up today, Pete Evans.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
What's he done?
In his bizarro world at the moment, he's started massaging his horse with his feet. So he owns this like horse and he gets down on the ground on his back and starts rubbing the horse's chest with his feet.
You know,
Why?
Well, look, I mean, that's weird. The horse would love it because I know when you say chest, you mean like that bit where the neck
the
comes
breasts,
in.
Yeah.
They always get like ticks there and stuff, so horses love to be scratched there.
Oh.
It's like their top spot to be scratched because they can't reach there themselves.
He's the Australian chef that's lost the plot?
Yep, correct.
Yeah.
Pete Evans, yeah. Mm-hmm. You should see what he looks like at the moment. He looks like Chopper Reed.
Oh, he's
got like the
mohawk.
Big old Chopper Reed moustache that goes right down under his chin. And there he is on the ground rubbing the horse with his feet. That's very weird.
Oh, well, coming on a farm, if there's a reason for it, then that's...
Well, people get weirded out, though, by feet. Like, you know...
What do you mean by
well,
that?
Like, Jackson, I know you hate feet, right? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, feet are disgusting.
Yeah, so imagine, you know, someone massaging you with their feet. Disgusting.
I don't care. Lay it on me. Lay it on me.
Lay it on you,
darling.
Tickle, wickle, wickle, lay.
Yes.
There you go.
Any massage is a good massage.
But the foot is the gateway to earth, and earth is the gateway to disease. It's disgusting.
Yeah, very funny. Hey, next, at home, of course, the renovations kicked off yesterday.
Oh,
sledgehammers in the bathroom. Everything's gone. There's big skips in our yard at the moment full of stuff. And a portaloo got delivered. Now my only toilet at home, so I've got my portaloo review for you next.
So you started using it yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh.
First time I've used one since, like, I was a young person at a festival, I think.
I love it. Okay, doing it next. It's currently 12 degrees in Mayfield, 7:15. Good morning.
No dose.
Some light showers about this morning right now. Tops of 20 degrees on the coast. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Shade, Maddie and Crevo.
Renovation time at my house. So yesterday the builders were in doing demolition. The bathroom is now gone. It's just a shell. So all of the units are out, all of the showers gone, everything's gone.
Jeez.
They don't take long, do they?
No, in there with sledgehammers and it's all disappeared.
Did you get involved with the destruction?
I did not. I left that to them. And then, of course, yesterday, because we've got no toilet or shower or anything, the portaloo arrives. Two blokes who look like they were off the set of Kenny turn up with their truck. And it's crazy. They basically throw the portaloo off the back of the truck.
Really?
Yeah, like they just like drop it off. It's kind of amazing.
Well, I guess it's plastic.
Yeah. It's sturdy.
Very sturdy, obviously. And then they've got this, you know those trolley things that you put like a fridge on or something? They've got like a giant one of them and they just lift it up and wheel it over where you want. It's quite interesting.
I would love to see a truck that had like 10 of them on the tray.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was quite interesting to watch. All right, then, of course, my turn to give this my toilet for the next 6 weeks its first run, the christening. Here's exactly what happened. I rolled the tape.
All right, first time having a crack using the portaloo. It's a big blue-grey plastic thing landed on my front lawn. Not looking forward to this. All right, opening up the door. Pretty clean in here, a little bit echoey. We got a little water pump thing that you operate with your foot, thank God, because it was a hand one. God knows how many hand things. All the toilet paper, it's that single ply in a box stuff. I think I'm going to get my own. Overall experience, I'm going to say 6 out of 10. But after a few weeks, it's going to wear real thin.
Look, it's fine yesterday, very sunny day, very nice. But when it's raining, yeah. I imagine going out there, it's not going to be
you
great.
You poor thing.
Middle of the night.
How far away is it from your back door?
I put it, it's in the front yard.
Oh, oh no.
What an exhibitionist.
Wow. It's not really like he had a choice. So, yeah, that's the situation. And I had to use the gym shower last night as well. The first one I went into, hot water wasn't working. Oh. So I'm in my thongs and my little towel, like waddling between showers, trying to find one where the hot water works.
I did notice when I came in this morning, I could smell bubbles, like fragrance. I don't know what you wash your body with, but I was like, oh, Crevo showered here. But I was wrong. You went to the gym this morning as well to shower.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that was some the cleanest spilled products in the hall. But yeah,
Crevo, I feel like you need to utilize this time at the gym. Go on the treadmill for 10 minutes each time.
Well, yesterday we did. So both Emmy and I were like, oh, we're going to the gym, may as well do a workout. So we did that first. So it was good.
So
last night.
Is she showering at the gym also before work?
Yeah.
Wow. You poor thing.
That's our lives
six
now.
Weeks.
I reckon it'll be that long. It might be quicker. It just depends how quick they get everything done.
You poor thing. I feel for you.
That's my life now.
I feel for you. News time coming up next here at New FM at 7:26. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New game, guys, for the first time ever, we're going to be playing right now. What's My Age Again? So if you want to win some wine and Tim Tams, basically all we're going to do is ask you some questions about yourself and then we're going to guess your age. It is that easy.
That's Let's right. be honest, we'll just give you the wine and Tim Tams.
Most likely, but it's a bit of fun.
Yeah, play along with us on 13 10 09 if you want to play What's My Age Again.
I feel like we're going to insult some people here if we get their age like way out.
Well, I just think it's interesting because like sometimes people have their voice doesn't sound like their age. So you might hear something and go, you've got such a young voice. So it's a way to flatter yourself perhaps.
You have quite a young voice, Jade.
I do, yeah.
I wouldn't pick you a 34. I would say maybe 22.
And you can do an even younger voice as well.
Yeah, I can.
You can do the 6-year-old.
It comes in handy with telemarketers.
Yeah.
I'll get my mummy.
Can you give us that? Give us that.
Oh, okay. No, be a telemarketer real quick.
I'm looking to speak to Jade, please.
Oh, Jade, you mean mum?
Oh, is that your... Oh, is that your mum, is it?
She's just in the shower. Do you want me to get her?
No, I'll be right. Thank you. I'll try another time. Bye.
Okay, playing next right now. Blanco Brown, the Get Up at New FM with the right Novos, 7:35. Good morning.
I just need you to get real loose.
Blanco Brown, the Get Up, tops of 20 degrees at Maitland today. You're with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What's my age again?
What's my age again?
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yo! I'm super excited for this game because we like to play amongst ourselves on this team and with you. And you get to play with us right now. So basically, we're going to ask you questions about yourself and then we're going to correctly, hopefully, guess your age right. And then if we do... You're going to win Tim Tams and wine either way, really.
Yeah, that's right. It's just
even
a bit of
if
fun.
We don't.
We're just having a chat. Tani, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you going? Good.
Doing good, Tani. Now tell me, what do you like to receive for your birthday? Oh, that's a good one.
Fishing rods.
Fishing rods?
Is fishing like a young person's hobby? I always think of it as a bit of an
Do
old
you?
Person's hobby.
Now, see, I think like lawn bowls, a lot of young people play lawn bowls on the surface, an old person's game, but a lot of young people do it. Maybe fishing's, you know, the same thing.
Okay. All right. My next question. Do you have an account on TikTok?
No.
No. No. Okay. So, all right. Easy. You like getting fishing rods and you don't have a TikTok account. I'm going to guess you're 42.
I'm 42 in a few weeks.
Are you kidding?
No. That's a win.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh, well, you still win Tim Tams and wine.
I think Jade gets a point for that somehow.
I've got another question for you, Tani. Did Jade call you before the show?
No, she didn't.
Oh, no, I've never met Tani in my life.
Just by the voice and the questions.
Yep.
All right, it's time to meet Ethan. How you doing, man?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Oh, now you sound a bit like a younger tradie. All right, my first question for you is, along those lines, what do you do for work?
I am a fleet manager.
A fleet manager?
Managing trucks.
Is that for trucks, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, all okay, right. So you've got to think, Jade, right, think about this, and Maddie as well. Manager, so he's had to work his way up a little bit, or it could be a real talent.
Okay. This is true.
Righto. Got next question. What are you most grateful for in life?
My twin brother.
Wow. Mm. Okay, I've got this. You are 27 years old, Ethan.
That's very good.
You are?
Yes.
Are you serious?
We're too good at this game.
Yes. Tim Tams and wine coming your way. Thank you, Ethan. What a sweet brother as well.
Yeah.
Thankful for his twin brother. Very sweet.
The two of you, 1.8.
All right, we're going to Chris. Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Good. I'm hoping we can make it a hat trick today. All right, Chris. So, how often do you exercise?
Oh, look, I would say these days, not very much at all, but usually when I'm in my motivation phase, it'd be about 5 times a week.
Your motivation phase. So, you know, you go in and out of this, obviously. Another question for you, Ethan. Chris, sorry, do you drink beer?
I do. Not religiously, but I do enjoy a beer.
What kind of beer do you like to drink?
I can't go past the old Corona, I think.
All right, creeper.
Bit of lime in there as well.
What was that?
A bit of lime in the Corona as well.
Oh, 100%.
You have to have the lime.
Now,
in there.
I know a bunch of guys that are really into the Coronas, and they're about 32. I think you're 32.
Oh, you're close, but not quite. I'm 28.
28? Not too bad, but no win for me today. Tim Tams won for you, though.
Oh,
nice
congrats,
to meet you guys.
Man. Thank you. Well,
Two out of three is pretty good.
Prevo, you're like 3 or 4 years off there.
Yeah.
You need to recalibrate.
Exactly right.
Hey, we got a message yesterday, and we weren't sure whether or not to do this on the show, but there's a guy that loves to listen to the show. He's been listening to us for a while, but he has a gripe with us.
Mm.
To the point where he's trolled us on Facebook a few times
Multiple
with this.
Times, yeah.
And I think he'd be a full-on fan if we changed one thing about our show. So we're going to get him on next, and you'll find out what it is that we are doing that's getting under this guy's skin.
And we're going to decide right now whether to change this thing about the show based on your calls.
Well, we can't make the executive decision here.
It's the boss's
really
decision. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Did you feel really powerful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, full on.
With your teenage Hungry Jack's voice on.
Exactly right.
At 7:44.
Fries, please.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
20 degrees the top on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We've got a brand new segment right now. It's the Novos Suggestion Box. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Yeah, any issues you have with the show, the suggestion box is open. Now, we're not playing What's in Jade's Box anymore, so we do have a free box here in the studio. Give it a shake, Jade, just for old time's sake. Thank you.
There we go.
So, look, we've got our very first person on the show today. His name is Keith. Now, Keith listens to the show every day. He likes us. He's into it. The problem he has with us, though, is he thinks that we are not true Novocastrians because we weren't born here. So he hates the fact that we call ourselves the Novos.
Mm.
Shall we have a chat to him?
Let's have a chat to him. Hey, Keith, how are you? Hello, Keith.
Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, Keith.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, you obviously just heard our little ramble there. You hate that we call ourselves the Novos. Tell us why.
Because you guys aren't from Newcastle. You weren't born and bred here.
So, are you born and bred in Newcastle?
Yes, I am. I was born in Waratah Hospital.
Okay, and then obviously that name, then being a Novocastrian, like it's very important to you, and you feel almost patriotic to it. Is that right? Yeah, okay.
So, Keith, I just did a Google of what Novocastrian means, and it says a native or resident of Newcastle, New South Wales. We all reside here, so that would mean that we are technically Novocastrians.
No, not really.
All right.
Well, but that's on Google. Google, the internet's always right, isn't it?
Oh, on Google.
Yeah. All right, Keith, we do appreciate the feedback.
Yeah.
Now, you obviously still listen to the show, but you can't really fully commit, though, unless we drop the Novo's name, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because that's how we were brought up, that, you know, Novocastrians is some people that were born and bred here in Newcastle.
Yep.
And, you know, it's only on certain, stances, like, you know, you do something for the Hunter, or the Newcastle area, and everyone in the Newcastle area gets behind you, then we will class you as one of the Novocastrians.
Right.
But when you just come into our town and just go, oh yeah, I'm a Novocastrian, it's not just a group fan, no great thing to do.
All right, Keith, well, I'm gonna just put a couple of scenarios to you right now, all right? So, first of all right, if you are from, say, the UK, and you immigrate to Australia, you become a citizen, you're then known as an Australian, right?
What?
No.
No, okay.
Okay, I get your vibe, Keith. Okay, what can we do to change this, Keith, other than change our name? Because it's out of our control.
Well, if we can...
This is the boss's decision.
If we could change our name, like, if we put this to the bosses, and we just... What would you want us to become? Just Jade, Maddie and Crevo, and not say the Novos? You feel like it's a breach of your like, trust or something, isn't it?
Yeah, well, or you could ask everyone, like, all your listeners...
Hmm.
To see if they get their approval of a use to be classed as Novocastrians.
Oh, so you want like an approval process? Like how many signatures would we need, or how many calls would we need to get it over the line for you?
You would have to do about 50.
Okay, so okay, if we 50. Get 50 signatures, you're cool with it. You'll accept us as the Novos.
Yeah. You could do a vote on, like, your Facebook page.
Yep.
And see if how many people accept you as Novocastrians.
Yep.
Or people that don't want to class you as Novocastrians.
All right. Well, we can just do a poll. And let's say the poll, if it comes up good, then we're good. If it doesn't, then, I mean, pending the boss's decision, we'll change our names to just Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right. Thanks, man.
Have you always listened to New FM, Keith?
Sorry?
Have you always listened to New FM?
Yeah, always.
So
you're loyal.
Well, you're loyal. I like that you still listen to our show. Do you enjoy our show?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, good.
I've even been to one of your breakfasts, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. We really appreciate that.
So we fed you and you're kicking us in the guts, Keith. We fed you for nothing.
Keith's got no problem with us. It's just the name. That's all it is.
But I still don't, because this isn't just a Google thing I did, though. It's on Wiktionary. Which is
that's even.
By the way, Jade.
Yeah.
I actually sent you that.
No, you didn't. I Wiktionary for the free dictionary. It says.
Oh, I could even post it on the internet onto your webpage.
When did you send that?
Hey, Keith. Just one more question. Which suburb do you live in?
Waratah.
Oh, cool.
Waratah, right. Born and bred. Have you ever left Newcastle, Keith?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Well, okay,
Keith,
what we're going to do...
Is kicking this off.
Keith, we're going to open up the lines right now, 131009. If you're listening to this right now and you agree with Keith, or maybe you disagree with him, give us a call, 131009. We're taking your calls next. We love you, Keith.
We do love you, Keith.
Appreciate it.
It's a sticky situation, though, because what about all the people? Like we are in houses here, Crevo.
That's right, you
and I. So where am I, limbo?
Yeah, exactly right. Do we take calls now or we do it after the
get
news?
Confused.
Let's take a couple now.
Okay.
Shall we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's live take radio. This call. New FM, hello.
Good morning.
Hello, who's this?
It's Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Robbie, thoughts and feelings.
Oh, mate, if Keith was a loyal listener like me, he would remember that it wasn't New FM that came up with the Novos, it was the local community that picked your name.
That, there's a bit of a history lesson from
okay,
Robbie.
Yes, and I welcome you as Novocastrians. I was born and bred here, born at Hillcrest Hospital, Merriweather.
Yep.
Never moved away from Newcastle. So you are most welcome to be called the Novos.
Thank you, Robbie.
That's very
Robbie.
Nice.
Thank you, Robbie. Kylie, hello.
Hey.
Oh,
are you okay?
Hey, Kylie, you're right.
I'm losing my voice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, do you want to just say a yes or no that we can be called the Novos? We don't want to waste your voice.
A big yes.
All right, thank you very much. Very
thank you,
kind.
Kylie.
Keep, so 48 to go.
What an absolute sweetheart.
Two down, 48 to go.
UFM, hello, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you
going? Going good, mate. Where are you on this? Should we be called the Novos or just Jade, Maddie and Crevo?
Yeah, well, I'm a true Novocastrian. I was born in Brisbane, and I'm just okay, he's got to get his head out of his pants, mate.
Oh,
what is
that? Novocastrian's demeanour or, how do I put it, personality is that we all, you know, we let people in, and when you live here, mate, you sort of...
You're part of it.
Look,
the thing is, Sean, Crevo and Jade and Hamish are all homeowners here in Newcastle.
We reside here.
Like,
we
that's quite a big
home.
Commitment.
Yep.
Yep.
And I also allow you to have cash, mate.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Only 47 to go.
Is Keith still here? Keith, you there still?
No,
no,
Keith's
gone.
All right. Well, he's listening.
Well, that's
Kelly,
enough.
There you go.
Three down. We'll do a poll, shall we? Or not even worry about it.
Oh. we can do a poll.
It opens up the hate then, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't know how much more abuse I can take.
No, it's 8 o'clock. I guess 2-3 calls. We're still called the Novos.
Okay.
Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, the List King, Bruno, love him, coming up before 8:30. He's released his new list on cheeses. Ooh. We all love cheese here,
we
so
do.
Can't wait to chat to him.
Bit of blue. Just excites me.
Sniffing some cheese?
Yeah.
What you doing there?
A bit of blue.
The guy's a pensioner.
Blue cheese smells disgusting,
by
the way.
I love it.
Smells, tastes good, smells bad.
I can't get, like, just the thought of it. It excites me. But anyway, a pensioner, guys, has unknowingly caused a massive traffic jam after driving his mobility scooter on a busy Spanish highway.
Oh, my God.
It has caused all sorts of havoc, traffic jams for, like, 6K.
I love old people that go rogue on mobility scooters. Isn't it just the greatest thing of all time?
It's endearing, but if I was in the traffic, it'd be another story. I'd be the one on the horn. Be like, what are you doing, old man?
You would.
Yeah,
get off the road.
Jade actually shows, like, no sympathy, or, like, depending on age on the road. Like, her hate is spread evenly. It doesn't matter if you're a 90-year-old great-great-grandmother.
Yeah, or a 16-year-old learner.
Still the same level of
the
hatred.
Yeah. But I've got to tell you about this, this guy in a second. But did you cause the traffic jam on 13-10-09? That's what we'd like to know.
Have you? Ever?
Once, actually, with my mum in the old Holden Commodore.
Oh, this will be a good story.
Yeah.
Not me, but I have a cracker of a story.
Yeah, I've been this annoying person.
What about you, Hamish? Have you ever caused a traffic jam?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think I'd be too concerned about it either.
You couldn't care?
It's like, oh, you can all wait.
Jackson, have you caused a traffic jam ever in your life?
A little one. I got a car stuck in Katara McDonald's drive-thru. Oh.
Brilliant.
All right, doing it after this. 13:10:09, did you cause the traffic jam? Right now, Tonic, if you could only see it. New FM, good morning. Sonic, if you could only see with Jay, Maddie and Crevo, it's 8:14, tops of 20 degrees across most of the Hunter today, Jade. And we're talking, did you cause the traffic jam on 13:10:09?
Yeah, this is because this 88-year-old man, he ended up basically wanting to take a shortcut home on his mobility scooter. And he thought, well, you know what? The fastest route home is via the highway in this place in Spain. It's the Julio Lunguno Tunnel. So he's caused
good job.
A massive, thank you, a massive traffic jam inside this tunnel on the highway. So you can only imagine all sorts of havoc was happening. About 6 kilometres, this traffic was banked up because no one could get around this man. I'm not kidding. The photos are incredible. And then obviously you've got people jutting in and out of the left and right lane, trying to get around each other. No one knows what's going on. And there's this little old man all the way to the left.
Going along on his mobility scooter. That's so funny.
He didn't know he wasn't allowed to go down the tunnel.
Oh, God.
You know what, though? I can see why he would think that it would be okay.
Well, often they have signs, right? No horses, no push bikes. But I've never seen a no mobility scooter sign, to be fair.
That's
never,
a good point.
Never, ever.
No.
Good point.
So, the poor thing. Did he get in trouble?
Well, they said, the man said he was unaware he was committing a crime and police decided not to charge him, according to local reports.
That's so funny.
See, Jade, even the police feel sorry for old people.
I know. I feel sorry for... I have lots of empathy. It's on the roads. I have issues. I love old people. I love them to death.
When they're on the road.
But, yeah, they're still driving. Because that man who was, like, 80 and crashed into me last year at Christmas...
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. We'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was working in Sydney, and I worked on this, like, a sales floor. So there was, like, probably 200 people on this floor, right? Big company. And we were north of, on the north side of Sydney. And one day, I came in, and there was about 30 or 40 people, so a good chunk of the team around me, who were just not at work. 9 o'clock comes along, still not at work. 10 o'clock comes along, still not at work. And I was like, what's going on? Apparently, this one girl, Felicity, had a major accident on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and it had stopped up like... Because 150,000 vehicles cross that bridge every day.
Wow.
It had stopped up. It banked up people for over 3 hours. And it was just like, it was majorly shut down all northbound lanes.
That's fuming.
Do you ever remember, this happened a few years ago.
It was a news story and everything.
Well, there was another. There were like a few on the bridge in a short period of time there. Yeah. And there was one, a truck lost its entire load of sawdust.
Major issue.
Wouldn't you hate to be behind that truck when that happened?
You'd be filthy.
I'd be frightened.
Something like that literally clogs up the whole city, like traffic-wise.
For the whole day.
Yeah. Because we're like, where is everyone? And then suddenly we get the call through. It's Felicity. She's bloody dinged her car right on the main merge lane.
Poor doll.
I know.
Hey, coming up next, we are chatting to Bruno, the list king. I love these new lists he's released last night. Cheeses.
Oh, yes. So we're going to chat contentious.
Cheese with the list king, Bruno. Minutes away at New FM's 18 past 8.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Topic live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:24 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Bruno, the list king, is here.
What does it mean to be a king?
Hey, guys. So today's topic of the day is called Put It on the
List. Let's eat. I'm hungry.
But what are some of the things we would put on the list to get better in music and life?
And now we have Bruno.
Hey! How are you, man?
Hey!
how's it all going?
Good, going Bruno.
Good, man. The 100% accurate cheese power rankings. There's already some divide here, man. Talk us through it. Cat vomit tier, halloumi. What are you thinking?
Guys, if a cheese must be grilled and drenched in lemon juice and salt and pepper for it to be edible, then is it really a good cheese to begin with?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Bruno.
No. Are you insane?
Mate, what am I wearing right now? A pair of New Balances, because I'm a dad, right? If I took those off, grilled them, and drank them in lemon juice, salt and pepper, I guarantee you would love them.
As is.
Bruno,
I promise you.
You are no longer the list king. I'm taking that crown, and I'm snapping it in half, because you've put blue cheese and cheddar cheese on the cat vomit tier at the bottom. Your taste buds need an adjustment, my friend.
Guys, 2020 is the year we all come together and we stop pretending that blue cheese is a thing, right? Like, I know we like to pretend like, oh, look at me, I've got some mold on my cracker. All right, we get it. The joke's over. We don't think you're sophisticated. Let's just stop it. Let's make an agreement where it's over.
Not happy, Bruno.
Yeah. I do like that you put goat at the top, because I totally agree. Goat and mozzarella, the bomb, and you put them right at the top, so I'm happy about that. But that blue thing, I'm very upset. I'm still very upset.
Listen, when you have a cheese platter with mace, we all know that the blue cheese is the last one to go.
That is
true. No, it's not.
Stop at it to be polite. But it's always left over. In fact, when I entertain and I'm cleaning up, I'm like, yep, everyone left the blue cheese.
True. I'm glad I don't know your mates.
Now, question, Bruno, Adam Sandler's here. Swiss cheese, it's pretty good, you know. You take it or leave it. It's better on a sandwich than, say, like cheddar, for example. But what's the difference between Jarlsberg and Swiss? Because I thought they were the exact same thing.
No, they're slightly different. Jarlsberg is more like Nordic, right?
Right.
And has a little bit more flavour. Swiss is a bit more bland. So, yeah, Swiss is what you'd have, like, in a sandwich. And then Swiss has different gratings, you know, mature, semi-mature, fresh, yada, yada, yada.
I mean, you like it more mature, Bruno, or you
Of course I do. As old as I can get.
Oh, me too. Know, hey.
And ricotta on the royalty team, mate, it looks like human excretion.
Ricotta,
but you've got it right up
right
there.
Down the bottom. Oh, what's the go with that? Why are you so into ricotta?
Well, the thing with ricotta is that it's kind of like the four-wheel drive of cheeses. Like, yeah, you can have it in kind of a savory environment. You can throw it in salads. But then you can have it sweet. I mean, sweet ricotta is quite amazing if you're having, like, cannoli or whatever it is. So, yeah, okay, I understand that ricotta looks like some form of human excretion, but, geez, fantastic.
The biggest stringers are a win there on the royalty tier. I like that.
Tick. Are you kidding?
No, I'm definite. I'm okay with that, because I think cheese is a real fun thing, so the
stringers
biggest stringers
are
fun
trash
to eat.
Trash cheese. I'm sorry.
Now, let me tell you, this is a test. The reason I put stringers there is so that people would be like, it's trash, and then I can tell them, hey, you know what? String cheese is actually just mozzarella. That's all it is. It's none other than mozzarella. So
really?
I've had some people say to me, mozzarella, good choice, but string of cheese, what were you thinking? And I'm like, caught you out, buddy.
I just got caught out. I can't believe that.
Have you, purchased more of the bigger stringers since becoming a dad, Bruno?
Oh, my God, yeah. Because the thing is, when you're a dad, you end up eating all of their leftovers because they don't eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've had a steady diet of string cheese and half-eaten strawberries and...
Half packets of Dunkaroos.
Yep.
Hey, Bruno, real quick, is there a secret then to the laughing cow cheese? Because that's smack bang in the middle. Is that a trick cheese as well?
Oh, no, that one's just my own personal taste. Why did you have an issue with it?
No, that's actually one. The Laughing Cow and the Bigger Stringers, I think, are the only two you got right.
I steal the Laughing Cow cheeses from our work fridge all the time, so I'm sorry whoever keeps bringing them.
You know, the weirdest thing about the Laughing Cow, when you look at the logo, is that the laughing cow is wearing earrings of herself laughing. Like, how better is that? That you would wear earrings of yourself laughing.
There's some, like,
I never noticed.
Some weird person with a sense of humor, a real sense of humor, came up with that logo.
Oh, Bruno, I love you, man, but yeah, well, you're never in charge of the cheese board if you're coming to my place.
He ain't coming, Jade. Yeah. Thanks, man. Love you. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
We'll put the list up on Facebook. You can comment away. Up next, the news with Hamish is 8:30 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
And we've got 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Oh, yeah, you do. Katy Perry's Daisies.
I love this song. People hate it. I am obsessed with it.
Yay.
One of her best.
Have you seen how she's been performing this in lockdown?
No.
Heavily pregnant.
Really good.
Apparently she's about to pop any minute, they're saying.
And there's conspiracy theories that she's wearing a fake belly. Have you seen them as well?
No.
What is wrong with people?
A lot of time now that COVID-19.
It's just very protruding. Like, she's heavily showing.
She's very pregnant. It's a lucky kid. Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Love this song.
His favourite at one point. Also, too, this is new Amy Shark.
Everybody, I don't mind the vibe of this.
Yeah, like,
so she recently performed on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, really?
So,
really?
Over in the States. So she's making things happen, Amy Shark.
Damn, yeah. She's killing it.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's kicking off straight after us after 9.
That's right. Hey, up next, though, we want to talk about Tim Bailey, weatherman. Obviously got the sack, got the axe from Channel 10. Now, Maddie and I were pretty keen to try and, like, save his job.
Oh, you love him. Oh, my.
He kicked off a petition, all that changed the old petition on yesterday's show.
And I was copping it, and I'm like, I think I'm more in touch.
We put it up on Facebook, and people basically don't really care that he lost his job, is the general vibe of it. We're going to read some of the comments. Some of them are hilarious. Maddie, you and I have obviously got this so wrong. Most people just hate him. Anyway, we're going to read some of those comments next.
After Bastille, Pompeii, live across Newcastle, 105.3 New FM. It's 8:40. Good morning. Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Rain On Me on 105.3 New FM. Rate the music now. Newfm.com.au. I did do that yesterday. That song was on the list, and I gave it must play more.
Yay.
Love that.
Go.
Last
good
calls
rating.
Right now, 13:10:09.
Hello.
And I think we've got Christy on the line.
Hey, Christy.
Good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good. What do you want to chat about?
Oh.
Are you okay?
You all right?
Are you okay?
My phone went to the speaker. Sorry. I was just ringing. I reckon Tim Bailey's new job should be with TVZen. I can see him selling knives or starting Dennis Direct. He's got the personality for it. He's going with
what?
The Moiras and the Pete Masons and... he's in it, for sure.
I reckon he's onto something.
Yeah, he does have that, like, really up-vibey personality, doesn't he? I'd buy a steak knife off him.
No, hell yeah. For sure, he'd be great. You could do that, like, I don't know, the skin stuff or the vacuum cleaner or the tanning.
The tanning. Well, he'd certainly do the home tan kit, that's for sure.
Have you always been a big follower of him?
Oh, Tim Bailey?
Yeah.
I met him years ago, but...
What was he like? Because we had that listener before say, apparently he's a very arrogant
girl
man.
Diva.
What was he like with you?
No, he was actually really lovely. He's short, but he can't hold that against him. I can't. Grant Denyer, I think it's a Jamie Cherry, those sorts of people. They're pretty nice.
There's a rumour out, actually, that Channel 10 are throwing him a bone and putting him on the new season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here at the start of next year. So
he might be he's still...
I like that show.
He'll be doing some work still.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I can definitely... He'll be doing something.
The Daily Bailey Weather Wall. Do you know what? Apparently Peter Overton, so he does the news in Sydney, right?
Yeah,
so we don't
yeah.
see him here. But he was asked the other day on radio whether or not Channel 9 were thinking of hiring Tim Bailey.
Oh.
Totally dodged the question.
Hey, it's possible some other... you know, station might poach him.
Oh, well, TVSN, if you need a new guy,
yeah,
I mean,
go
wow.
For it.
He's me.
Two for one today. Yeah. I can see it now.
Well, Christy, thanks for calling. We need to give you some wine and Tim Tams.
100%.
Oh, I love it. It's my birthday today.
Oh,
so
happy birthday. How old are you if you want to reveal?
21, is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, 21 plus GST.
Oh, happy birthday, Christy. What are you doing? Are you doing anything special today?
I'm going to work.
Does your work get like treat you guys well on your birthday? Like buy cakes and you know put some balloons up.
Sure.
Does not sound like. Don't
worry.
Believe that
this
at
is
all.
The first radio station I've worked at. Well, other than us, like you guys, us physically, we look after each other for our
the
birthdays.
The three of us. Yeah.
The three of us. But the first workplace I've ever worked in where they don't. Celebrate with birthdays. A birthday cake.
Mm.
Not even a $3 cake from Woolies.
Yeah, well, Jade, we can't have it all.
It's yeah, I know.
Different budgets.
Different budgets. So my last like couple stations, without fail, everyone got a cake.
We can't complain. Every birthday we have here is celebrated to the excess.
Yeah, no, we do it really well because we do it. But like the, you know, I'm not dissing, you know, New York family. Well, I am actually.
Happy birthday. Let's move on.
Bring on.
We'll
the
save
cake.
You there, Jade.
Yeah.
Hey, 105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson. What's on the way, friend?
Yeah. A bit of Alanis Morissette. She apologised to all her boyfriends from the 90s, by the way.
Really? No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was a little bit angry, put you through a few things.
Jagged Little Pill is probably the angriest album of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic, right? Do you reckon they're cut, though? Because she's like a millionaire off of them being douchebags to her.
Hey, didn't she have a baby?
Yeah, she had a baby a while back.
No, good for her.
We're still trying to get her to play a show at Morissette.
Maybe in 2025.
People actually got back to me about that once. Oh. And they just questioned what the event was and then the line went silent. this is new Kygo with...
Yeah, no.
Sounds good.
Sorry, yeah, lose somebody. Love that.
Also, two.
Oh!
Yay!
There's a vibe.
Kesha
and Mr. 305.
I've got to say, Jackson as well, the holiday hotline still ringing off the line. It's hot, right?
Yeah, it is. And we're putting as many people each time on the list. Like, we're just going to roll through calls. So if you don't get through on 13:09 after 11, just keep giving me a buzz.
Keep calling. Keep it on New FM. Very simple.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Jackson. Guys, that's us done Tuesday. Let's go and... get into tomorrow's show.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.